Every week, a famous guest draws a card from our wildcard deck and answers a big question about their life. Barry Jenkins is a filmmaker best known for If Beale Street Could Talk and Moonlight. His latest project is Disney's Mufasa the Lion King. It may seem like a big shift, but he says the new film allows him to explore the complicated themes he loves.
You have this great starting point with audiences anywhere, especially with these built-in notions of good and evil. And we get to sort of add what I think is all these really amazing layers of complexity. You know, 2024 is a much more complex world than 1994 was. And so I relish the opportunity to unpack what I think are some really amazing and knotty issues.
Jenkins shared a memory from his childhood with Wildcard host Rachel Martin.
One, two, or three?
Two.
Two, right in the middle. Where would you go to feel safe as a kid?
Where would I go to feel safe as a kid? I actually know the answer to this. I grew up very poor in the world that you see dramatized in Moonlight, and I lived in this housing project that had been around, probably a post-war sort of housing project. I think it was built as barracks probably for soldiers and then became public housing.
This is in Miami, we should say.
This is in Miami, exactly. And in the middle of this complex, there was an old, like, laundromat. It was like a wash house. And it was this one-story, maybe like 20 by 10-foot thing, the structure. But it had this flat roof, and there was this massive tree above it. And I remember as a child, if things were too heavy or there was too much going on, I would go and I would find a way using the window. And this place is dilapidated, like in disrepute, like it's not being used. I would climb up in the window to get onto the roof, and then I would jump onto the tree and I would squirrel up into the very top of this tree, like so high that if someone was walking by, they would never know someone was up there. And I would just go up into this tree and I would just sort of just like listen to the sounds of the day. I would kind of just clear my head. And I think I would just stay up there until I felt like I was ready to sort of re-enter the world or re-enter my life. I haven't thought of it in a very, very long time because the idea of me climbing trees is crazy.
not a thing you do now.
But yeah, that's what I would do. And it's interesting, later in life, I would sometimes go on these long walks as a teenager. And I would find these empty houses that had fruit trees in the backyards. You know, it's Florida, it's Miami. Yeah. Grapefruit trees, avocado trees. And I guess I climbed trees a lot. I would climb trees.
It sounds like it was, on the regular.
I would climb trees to go feel safe.
And to get perspective, probably. I mean, there's something about getting high above the din of life and the hard things.
Yeah, it's weird. There's a version of it that maybe is you're trying to avoid all these different things. But I think solitude can be very fortifying as well. Mm-hmm. And to sort of recenter yourself before you re-enter the rigors, the demands of everyday life, especially that life, because it was a lot for a child to process.
Barry Jenkins' latest movie is Mufasa the Lion King. For more from that conversation, follow the Wildcard podcast.